One of the biggest surprises of the 2020 election was Arizona. The historically red state flipped blue for Joe Biden, strengthening his lead in a contentious and close presidential race. Not only that, this is the first time since 1953 that the state will send two Democrats to the U.S. Senate. For Latino activists like Tania Unzueta, this was the result of over a decade of grassroots organizing. She is the political director of Mi Gente, and she joins us now. Hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So I want to start off with your reaction to the election results.
It's definitely been something that we've been holding our breath for a long time. I mean, I guess ever since Trump got elected. And this is a time for celebration. And at the same time, we're looking at what's next, both in terms of holding Biden accountable. And I'm actually in Georgia looking at the next Senate race on the runoff.
Well, I want to talk about both those things, but let's stay with Arizona for a moment. Tens of thousands of Latinos voted in Arizona. Can you describe your ground game? What issues got the votes?
I think Arizona was won because of the issues that people have been fighting for a long time on the ground. That has to do with immigration, criminalization, I would say, are at the top of the ticket. The Arizona itself as a state has some of the highest incarceration rates and some of the toughest laws to keep people, like basically keep people in jail. And of course, we know some of the history of immigrant rights organizing against some of the toughest laws in the country. So, you know, I've been organizing in Arizona since we were trying to take out Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And I really think, what we've seen is some of the people who were leading on those fights on the electoral side and on the non-electoral side that have been leading on getting out the vote and turning Arizona blue.
Yeah, in 2010, the state enacted some very strict immigration measures, which you credit with helping galvanize young Latinos. And about 100,000 Latinos became old enough to vote in Arizona in just the past 2 years, right?
That's right. I think we're seeing a generation of Latinos who grew up not just seeing anti-immigrant policies in the state, but actively fighting them. I'm seeing an entire movement grow around them. And so I think that's part of the energy that's being felt in Arizona.
So to your initial points, first of all, what would you like President-elect Joe Biden to know now when you say you're going to hold him accountable? How?
Sure. Look, 44,000 Latinos have died of COVID. 50% of Latinos have lost their jobs in the last year. Immigrants are facing threats, particularly around deportation enforcement. There's people at the border who are waiting to seek asylum in the U.S. And, my organization was part of the conversations that happened way back in the primary when, right after Bernie Sanders dropped out of the race, there was a task force that came together to talk about some of the policies that needed to move forward. And we talked to the Biden campaign, we organized and, we're looking forward to seeing some of those things happen. At the top of my list is a moratorium on deportations, which Joe Biden has already said he was committed to in the first 100 days.
And just very, very briefly, you're in Georgia now. What are you doing?
That's right. As we saw, the Senate race is a tie right now. We have two runoffs in Georgia. And, Latinos may be 5% of the Georgia vote, but the presidential ticket is up right now, but 0.5%. And so Latinos are going to be an important part of winning the Senate races here that could tip the Senate for the Democrats.
That's Tania Unzueta of Mi Gente. Thank you very much.
Thank you.